Greetings, grasshoppers. Welcome to another edition of Deep Bot Thoughts. Today, we're going to talk about the spider who is currently building a web on my desk. Now, if you don't know me very well, maybe you don't know this, I have a terrible fear of spiders. It is absolutely ridiculous. I see one, there is a high-pitched scream, and some running. It's to the point where my wife has to call them a code word. It's Petunia. And that seems to calm me down. Anyway, she let me know the other day that there is one building a rather giant web on the deck. And the spider and I have been very live and let live. Spiders don't jump like they do in the movies. The spider is not going to attack me. It is not there for me. But here's what got me thinking. That web. This is designed to be a thing of genius. It's designed to be sticky. It's designed to be put in a high traffic area. It is methodically covering the area in a radial grid. It takes a long time to make. Web's a commitment, baby. And some people think they're a thing of beauty, but I think they're a thing of genius. Why? The genius in this place, in this time, is simplicity. It's simplicity. We've got four things. We've got the radio grid. We've got the stickiness. We've got the high traffic area. We've got the methodicalness. Beautiful. How can I use that as a checklist for my outreach and for my marketing? How can I, just everything that's about to go out, run that through the list? Sticky, covering all the bases. The four things. It really helped me because a lot of times I'm so drawn anyway, to nerdy things and things that'll, oh my gosh, automation, AI, and, come on, I make bots for a living, please. That's what I do. But in the more human side of our marketing, which we all need to get in touch with, are we covering those basics? A time-honored way of catching things is the web, my friend. I still, we're live and let live on the spider. If that spider takes a leap at me, it's going down. I swear to you. But I still hate them and terrified of them. I know they're good for stuff, but whatever. That's just my primal fear going on. But I am glad for that spider to teach me a little lesson today in keeping it simple, in using time-honored traditional stuff to really make my outreach work, make it humanized, and to make it beneficial for everybody who engages with it. Also, a note today. Next week is the Entrepreneur Summit. I will be participating in this fabulous, awesome thing. Entrepreneur. Let's just pop something up. Here we go. There's nerdy for you. So Entrepreneur Summit is by nerds for nerds, for entrepreneurs, and talking about business. Michael Whitehouse puts it on. Kimberly Crow is in there too. She puts on a heck of a good summit. Listen, folks, you got to join us. Because there's cool. Even if you only have a tiny inner nerd, if you bathe your inner nerd in appreciation and joy, they'll feel better. I promise you. So I'm going to invite you all to this summit. I'm going to put the link in the comments. And let's just barnstorm this baby. I know that there are a lot of you out there who feel like I do. I know there are a lot of nerdery Nerd alert. I really need to create a nerd alert for the Deep Bot Thoughts. Anyway, come see the thing. Come see me. I'm going to talk about the three ninja secrets of getting engagement online. But there's going to be a whole host of other speakers that are just going to rock your world. So anyway, that's what I have for today, my darlings. The Deep Bot Thought is simplifying your marketing and outreach. And that's it for today. You know, oh, actually, I'll see you at 4. I'm doing a little podcast every week. I do my epic engagement adventure. Today, we're interviewing Danny Monzon. So he's a great guy. You're going to love him. I will see you in a bot.